We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio as always. We got our hot rod and happy couple. Well, they were happy. I don't know what's going on with them right now. She went from dying to back in good health and fighting, like she was fighting for her life, and now they're just fighting, period.
She ain't going to be
Smitty and Breezy.
I'm in perfect health. Hello, y'all.
Tonight, or right now, you are.
You know what? Me being married twice, this puts joy in my heart. I finally get to be the guy that my dad used to be with me. I used to come in the shop just madder than hell. You know, my wife made me mad, said something or whatever. Trouble in paradise, son. I get to walk over to you. How you guys doing? How's the happy couple?
We are extremely happy.
Just a little angsty.
It's something.
Well,
it's something. You know. It could be all the toxins coming out of your body still.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's probably all it
That's
is.
That's it. It's the evil releasing.
It's the demons.
It's the demons.
And of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Man, I got nothing. Shout out to Nothing, Arizona.
Nothing, Arizona. Could you imagine describing that to somebody?
Would you want to live there?
We ain't got nothing in nothing. That one's. That's I mean, if you're from Nothing, Arizona, I want you to send me a message. Like, I want like a picture of something from Nothing.
I want a picture of the sign.
I want a picture of nothing.
A postcard or something.
From, I don't think they're going to have postcards for nothing.
Not a big tourist attraction.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, guys, how's y'all's week been? How's everybody been doing? Like, I mean, I'm excited because, you know, last week I actually got to listen to the show a little bit.
Did you?
I did.
I was in the car, and by accident, I ran upon it by accident as I was channel surfing. I'm like, whoa, whose angelic voice is that?
I know that voice.
Man,
that's Smitty.
That's a stud.
It's Breezy. Oh, Breezy didn't talk. Never mind.
I was talking about me. And actually, the professor's voice is what caught my attention because you sound so professional.
Well, thank you, Ron.
I had like a mom moment. I mean, I'm like, man, you know, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I really put a lot of myself into the show.
You do, and you can hear it.
Thank you.
I mean, but anyway, and then I heard myself, and I'm like, man, no wonder this show's doing so
Damn.
Good. God. Whew, it's getting hot in here, isn't it? Anyway, but I felt bad because you were feeling so bad, Breezy. Like, you were pitiful.
I was a little pitiful.
Literally, I was going to start a GoFundMe to like, bury you. I mean, that's how bad it was. You know what I mean? Like, because all the thing that was going through my mind doing that show, because I have such a big heart, was that thing, that guy that talks about the insurance. It says, do you realize it costs over $10,000 for a funeral in the U.S. now? And I'm thinking, goodness gracious.
Smitty going to be broke.
Smitty will never get a billet steering wheel like this. Time we get her stuck in the ground and a headstone, Lord, that boy's going to be riding around with just a metal ring on his truck. I'm telling you, so I was going to start, like, a GoFundMe for you, you know, so we can bury you right. Like, put you in a nice box, you know what I mean, all that good stuff.
Ooh, does it have bling on it?
Something like that. I mean, we ain't going to go crazy because, you know, we are, you know, funded, you know, so yeah. You can't be going crazy. We can't do, like, LEDs or anything, but.
Dang it, I want LEDs.
I mean, there's nothing.
You know, I will haunt you. I'll haunt all of y'all.
You know, I mean, I want to tell you something right now. I don't even want to be in a casket. I want to just be, drop me off like a taxidermist. I just want to be standing there. So when people, like, at the viewing comes out, be like, what's up?
Put you ever beside Meghan Trainor
exactly.
in the lobby?
Exactly. You'd be like, wait, I thought he was dead. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Heck have yeah. a recording just going
hit me,
off.
Hit me with a little pledge every once in a while and just kind of stick me in the corner. I'm golden, you know?
But where your bracelet at, boy? You're going to pay your $5 to get in here.
Exactly, exactly. I will have the only receiving friends that will charge a cover charge.
That's what he said the other day, y'all. He said, I could not die. Because I have to charge people at his funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the door girl.
You got to understand how hard it is in life to find somebody that's trustworthy, that you could trust managing and collecting money for you. You know, and I found that with you. And then all of a sudden, you're dying now. You know, so if you die first, that's not going to work. You know, Breezy, have you ever thought about anybody other than yourself? I mean, come on.
Okay, I will hold off on dying until you die.
Exactly.
So that way I can take the money.
Do not walk towards the light.
I will stay away from the light.
I'm going to just go ahead and tell you that, Rob. When we collect this money, I'm going to count it up. And then I'm going to write you a check for the money and put it in your casket.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
You'll never cash that, and I'll have to cash in my pocket.
It's all good. I'm
oh
just
my God,
saying.
That's such a good idea. That's why I married
and don't,
you.
And don't forget about genius. The t-shirt sales.
Yeah, the t-shirts.
Yeah,
I need money to put insurance and tag on the dime piece.
Yeah, exactly. I want good insurance on there, too.
It'll be good. Trust me. It'll be good.
It'll be good insurance. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean? The thing is, I'm all about making a dollar if you're going to do it. And that's the thing. Like, you will get somebody say, I didn't bring no cash. We take debit cards.
We take debit cards.
We'll have one of them little squares.
Bust out the square.
Exactly. Hey, I'm telling you, that's where it's at now. You know, maybe have like a cash bar there.
Whoa. No.
38 special cover band.
Let's 86 that cash bar.
We got to have some food trucks, though.
Well, I mean, of course, people like to eat when they grieve.
Taco truck.
I mean, and nothing else helps the grieving process than a little sweet 38 special.
Dude, I got to tell you, I can't wait for your funeral.
On one hand, I want to say thank you. On the other hand, I'm kind of like, really?
I guess you're dying to get there.
Exactly. I mean, you know what I mean? If you're going to go out with a party, you know?
With a bang.
I'm going to have bouncers at mine.
I mean, you know, I got that covered, too.
That, I already got, like, some chicks lined up. I already, like, fed them the lines to start. You remember, like, in elementary school? Like, you did that little thing, like, where you whispered something and the person's there beside
you. Oh, yeah, the
you,
gossip game.
And it goes all the way down the line. I've gave them certain comments that I can't say on the radio per FCC guidelines to pass down the line about my anatomy to people. And I think that's going to be awesome, too, because then people are going to start talking about it. And then it's going to be, like, buzzing. It might even go viral, like tweet or something. I don't know. But maybe a hashtag. I don't know. I've got a few of those picked out, too, but I can't say those on radio either. But
hashtag, I heard Rob had a cross rocket.
That's hilarious. But.
And everybody wants a ride.
That's an inside joke.
It is. I've said this a million times, and I will say it one more time right now. If you could hear what we say when the mics turn off, there would not be a radio show on the planet that could touch us. I promise you. We say things that would make Howard Stern shiver.
What I was about to say, Howard Stern couldn't even touch what
Howard,
we did.
Howard Stern doesn't break. Want any of this. I promise you. We make him look tame. And then we cue it down for our segments, and we do our thing. And then as soon as that light goes off,
but we also figure out a way to get it in the show.
Yeah.
We incorporate it, and we tease you with
y'all
it.
Y'all don't know nothing about it, and Patrick over there squirms in his chair.
My number one goal is to get Patrick's hair thinning, you know? Yeah.
That's what we call radio magic.
Exactly. Radio magic. It's already getting a little.
Patrick has aged a good bit since he started.
He has a little bit. You can tell he's got little crow's feet around
his
eyes.
It's kind of like when they become president, like the before and after photos. Like, I can't wait to see Patrick after.
Yeah, I mean, he's already having to wear like support hose and stuff. So.
Yeah, them tights get me, man. I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. I'm like, do you think they would like chafe or something? I don't know. Like,
I mean, I'm a woman and I've never worn tights that tight. Especially in the summer, it's just weird.
Like lots of baby Spanky powder. Perfect. I'm assuming this is the
like
hey,
you,
like,
Patrick. Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, you know
we
what?
We love you, Patrick.
You know what we ought to talk about this week?
What's Patrick's that? Pants.
No, because this is an automotive show. We're going to talk about paint. You go from one extreme to paint. That's right, guys. We're talking about paint and everything all around it right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening, y'all?
And we got some damn chatty Kathy's over here, looks
obviously
like to me. Everybody's talking. You know why we got these mics in front of us? So everybody can hear. That's why we got them here.
These red lights.
And then we have, yeah, exactly. This red light right here, it don't mean stop. That means go in radio.
That red light's not on.
Listen. Listen. We're converting to LED. Shut up. What you need to do is focus on your red light. You see you over here? You look at my light. That's your problem. You need to look at your light.
All right.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I'm sorry for the come-to-Jesus meeting. It just comes out.
Amen.
All right. Exactly. Can I get an amen?
Preach.
I'm fixed to pass the offering plate around. Don't make me send it around twice. All right, guys. Of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, Friendship, Missouri?
It's a sweet place.
Sounds better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Literally.
Sounds like they're friendly there.
Oh, it sounds like they're friendly. I wonder if that's their slogan for nothing. Nothing's better than nothing.
I doubt it. I don't think a lot of people probably pass through nothing.
Where you been? Nothing.
I really want to go to nothing. Just to see if there is something.
I think you can do whatever you want there, because somebody says, what are you doing? You say nothing.
Nothing. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
So, You know, it was kind of funny. Like, we're on, like, a death kick. And then we go, really? God, why are you doing that? You're looking like Will Smith from Hitch. Don't do that.
She done spit all over the thing.
I mean, and we know you still got, like, the germs and stuff.
No, I'm good. Good. I'm good.
I mean, I seen polio flying across the room.
No polio.
That's classic. That's classic. But, anyway. Yeah, so we're going to go from talking about death to paint. But then it hit me.
What?
You know, we can talk about paint. But you know what?
What?
What would make the best hearse?
Oh.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
You know what? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I know you didn't die, but if you did, like, and the thing is, odds are, you know, your immune system is so weak from the past cooties you had that when you get like a rebranch of the cooties that you know when you do pass on we'll be ready.
Yeah, I mean, you know me.
Like I want to tell you something. Like I'm a Cadillac man. You gonna have to ride me in a Lac. You know what I'm saying?
I would want y'all to find a way to mini truck a GTR for a casket. That's what I would want.
It's been done.
Yeah,
they turned a GTR into a casket.
That's not a GTR, dumb. But a mini truck.
They turned a Datsun pickup truck
into a casket.
Yeah,
no, into a GTR.
Into a GTR.
Yeah, but there's a mini truck that was a casket, too. Or a casket hauler.
Oh, yeah, there's been a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a truck.
So, yeah, I'd want something like that. With LEDs. I mean, y'all need to least go to Amazon and get the $5.99 pack of LEDs for me.
Underbody lighting.
Pimp my coffin.
Right?
So, I mean, Richard, so you're... So, Richard, what's your idea of the perfect hearse?
59 Cadillac.
That's, you know what, that's iconic.
It's Harold and Maude. I mean, it's just, it's what you think. Like, when you think of a hearse, what do you think of? You think of an old black Cadillac.
Exactly. But, you know, they have a lot of different hearses. I mean, you know, they had Lincolns. They have Caprices.
Well, like you said before, don't you dare ride me in my final ride in a Lincoln.
Exactly. Like, you know, my life has had so many trials and tribulations in it. Can I at least have one damn reliable ride in my life? I want a Cadillac. Good. You know, I'll tell you something they never have made a hearse out of is a Murata.
Well, that's because it won't start.
I often think of it as a coffin.
We could bury him in the Murata.
Well, I'll be honest with you, that's probably the only way you're going to get any of your investment back. But you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to die in that damn thing when I have a heart attack.
Because it ran.
We don't even have to move you. Just think, we'll just lay the seat back. Boom, done.
Just toss it in the ground. Let me be.
Knock it out of gear. Let it go.
I have a feeling it might get knocked out of gear pretty soon, but we're not going to talk about that.
I really think you might have went a little too far with that plan already on the radio. I'm just saying.
Perhaps.
Hot Rods and Happy Hour brought to you by State Farm Car Insurance. Accidents happen.
You're in good hands.
Exactly. I could do that guy. I could do that guy's voice.
Man, yeah.
You're in good hands. Ooh.
Ooh.
I had a cheeseburger for lunch.
Ugh. We got E40 over here.
Kobe, what's your idea of the perfect hearse?
A Nomad.
A Nomad. That's classy. That's classy. So you want like a bright color?
No, not necessarily. Silver or something like that.
So no black?
No, just
silver. Like silver. A pastel color maybe?
That'll work.
A turquoise?
I don't care. A turquoise? I ain't going to see it anyways, but well, I think it'd be cool just... going to the final rest spot in a Nomad.
That'd be kind of cool.
Will you fit in the back of a Nomad?
If you lay the back seats down, you probably could.
It's a big station wagon.
I mean, hell, Kobe ain't that tall.
Well, yeah, you'd have to have like a form-fitting casket.
No, I mean, you know what? I mean, we can tuck them in there. I mean, you know, it's. Have you seen how Amazon packs packages? Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what's always tripped me out about caskets? And if we have anybody in the business that would love to chime in, be sure to send Hot Rods and Happy Hour on Facebook a message because I would love to hear all about it. I've seen different types of caskets, and I've seen different brands of caskets, and I've seen nice ones, and I've seen not so nice ones, but I've never seen different size ones. I've never seen like extra longs. So how about if you're 7'4"? What are they?
See, that always reminds me of that Tales from the Crypt. Where the guy was a basketball player.
You're showing your age.
Well, his uncle
kills
him. My
grandmother used to watch that.
His uncle. She rocked Crotch Rockets, too.
Yes. Yes, she did. I want to tell you something.
Listen to me. He kills him, and he has to saw off his feet because the casket won't fit his height.
That's the thing. What I always heard is I got a good friend of mine, some mortician. I asked him about it. They said they raise your knees up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they slide you down in it.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, it raises your knees up. So, you know what I mean? So you'll fit. But how about, like, if you got real long legs?
So, there's truthfully not.
As far as I know, they don't make, like.
I don't know if this is true, but somebody told me that they cut your clothes in half, like, cut the backs off of them, and then just, like, tuck them down into the plush casket.
I've heard that because you swell.
Yeah, I do know that. James Sullivan on Sullivan's Mortuary, he did tell me that one time that they do. That your clothes, when you bring them to them, they cut them and they do tuck them underneath. Now, the leg thing, I'm not so sure on, but I could see that. That's why they cover up the bottom half of your body. I could see
right,
that.
Because, you know, they got to tuck you in there.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it's covered up. They might make whack it off. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? So, that's, I mean, these are the things I wonder about, you know, because I'm a little tall, you know. I'm just, I mean.
We'll fit you in.
Yeah, we'll get you, you know. You know, they shoehorn you in there one way or the other. Guys, we got a commercial break already, guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What up?
What's happening?
Why you got to be so hardcore? You come over here like iced tea all of a sudden.
I know, right?
So that's the thing, like you come off so sweet, like, hey, and then you come in like, sup?
What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to keep people guessing. I'm a thug. What?
Are you bipolar? How about that?
It's ding, 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 ding. Yep. I will as punch my, you as, in your as, face.
As,
and
my,
really
as my grandmother
right
used
now.
To say, he's bipolar.
Bipolar.
He's bipolar. He's bipolar. I'm 90% sure he's bipolar. Mm. I pray for him. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Ty, Georgia. I'm going to be in Georgia this weekend, actually.
That's right. G-Town. Well, I guess.
G-State.
Yeah, that would be G-State.
That doesn't sound nearly as good, though.
Yeah, exactly. It don't have the flu. Nah. But you know what I'm saying. We're going to Georgia, basically.
That's right.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, so we're talking about the final ride. I don't know if we're going to talk the whole show about this.
This is going to be a rough one to talk about.
We're going to have to beat it to death.
We're going to have to beat it to death. See, it's going to be full of dad jokes, man. We're losing cred.
That funny joke I heard one time, I can't remember who I was riding with. This is an older friend of mine. We were rowing by a cemetery, and he said, you know what? I said, what? He goes, look out there. I looked over there, and he goes, I said, what about it? He said, they're dying to get in there.
That's bad. So I had a buddy that was a mortician, and I told him, I said, how's the business? He said, man, they're dying to get in this place. I'm like, you know, I guess you got to have that kind of sense of humor to do that job.
That is an awful joke.
It's a horrible joke.
I know, that's what he does.
But I tell you what he did. He made good barbecue, though.
Oh, man. Ew. God. Why did you go there?
Because just because you're a mortician don't mean you can't cook.
Yeah, but he probably cooked the people. That's why the caskets were closed. Oh, my God, that's gross.
Now we know how they got them to fit.
Ew.
You heat them up and shrink them. That's how you do
them. You want a piece of the thigh or you want a piece of the calf?
Oh, that's horrible. So, Nomad, 59 Cadillac, GTR mini truck. Smitty, you big black Cadillac.
You know me. I want something body.
Wheelbarrow.
I mean, yeah.
But the thing is, if you bag and body a hearse, then the casket won't fit. That's the problem.
No, I want a truck. That's for sure. I want.
So we're going to ride you in the back of a truck.
Yeah, I want, like, I mean, if I go, you know, whenever I go, I want, like, I don't know, man. I see a lot of videos on Facebook where, you know, many truckers do the whole.
Yeah.
Carry the casket out, put you in. And 9 times out of 10, it's your truck. So, you know, they put you in your truck, and then your pallbearers ride in the bed of the truck with you on the way to the gravesite, you know, in your bagged and bodied or just bagged truck. And, man, that right there is, I don't know, man, it
gets you right in the pump station.
Yeah, I mean, it's like really, really respectful.
It is really respectful. You know? I like that. But I had the funniest thing, and I'm not, that's extremely honorable, but. These guys aren't extremely honorable. The Yee Truck Boys with the Carolina Squat. Could you imagine them doing a funeral?
They're going to fall out.
every time you put the casket in. How are we going to do this?
You should be falling out of the back of that truck.
That's every hilarious. Time I fell out, I'd go, Yee.
Bumper hitch dragging the ground.
Oh, I mean, that's hilarious. The best line I ever heard in my life. There was a really clean Chevrolet truck, but it was done with a Carolina Squat where the back end's down. It was for sale, like on a Craigslist or something like that. And somebody shared the ad on somebody's Facebook page. And the guy told me, he said, man, it's a good-looking truck, but I bet you it gets horrible fuel mileage. And the guy said, actually, it's not that bad. He said, why do you say that? I said, hell, it's going uphill everywhere it goes. I love it. That puts joy in my heart. I love old people's humor. You know what? Nobody asked me what would be a good final ride.
What is a good final ride?
I'd take a C4 Corvette.
No.
That's not possible.
See,
how is it? No.
Are we supposed to strap you to the top of it?
I'm going to tell you something about a C4 Corvette. Anything's possible.
What, are they going to stick you out the hatch?
No. Listen, put me in the passenger seat. The end.
Oh.
I'm a good wingman.
You can't ride like that.
Arm out? Why not?
Oh. I just don't think they would allow that.
Well, why wouldn't they? I'd have a seatbelt.
God. I think you might as well just go ahead and get a hitch put on it and a little trailer and be pulled.
No, because there's nothing worse than a Corvette with a hitch on it. That's just dumb.
What are they going to do? Take you out of the passenger seat and just toss you in the ground?
No, you stick the Corvette and everything in there. Actually, you know, a guy got buried in his C4 Corvette.
Yeah, that was a big thing, too.
Yeah, in California. Like, he had to buy, like six spots, I believe.
Yeah, he had to buy all the spots, and then he had to get, like, permits.
And like, all the fluids were drained out of it and all that stuff. And they stuck his C4 Corvette in the ground, which I think was a pretty new car when they did it.
So they drained all the fluids out of the car also?
God
almighty. That too, yeah, that too.
You're horrible. You're horrible.
Wow.
They do that.
You know,
yes, they do, but...
And I guess you would be easy to tell if they didn't, because, like, you ever went to a cemetery, they got pretty grass, you know? And you get that one spot that's just yellow, you know, where the Corvette was, you know?
Contaminated ground.
Exxon's going to be wanting to drill for oil.
They had to do that whole, they had to make, like, a vault in the ground.
Yeah, and everything.
Yeah,
for a Corvette.
Yeah, for a Corvette. Not just a
casket. You know how many bad things been put in the ground? Way worse than a C4 Corvette. Yeah.
That was a very expensive burial.
You know what? You know, C4 Corvette draws out some classy people, you know, and they do expensive things.
With all that money we take in at your funeral, we ain't gonna be able to pay for all that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think fiberglass is biodegradable.
Nah, it's definitely not.
I don't know. The Bible says everything returns to the earth. I don't think he meant doing it like that, though. I don't think the Lord was talking about C4 Corvettes.
Rubber tires.
It's natural-ish.
Aluminum heads. I mean, you know.
That's natural. It's natural.
It's organic.
It's something.
The vinyl they made the seats out of, maybe not so much, but you know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, C4 Corvette, I mean, it's the perfect car for anything, really.
I think you need to stick with the Caddy.
I'm sporty. That it's the perfect car
I'm sporty.
For that.
I'm usually a Cadillac man, but in this case.
We'll make you an exception. We'll put some New Balances in jean shorts, huh?
No, I ain't saying like I dress like a Corvette driver. I just like Corvettes. You know what I mean? But I don't own New Balances. I own zero pair of New Balances.
Yeah, I do too. I don't own a single pair.
I only have one pair of just bright white shoes, and they're a pair of Nike Shocks.
I don't even have that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't rocked them in years. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. I think that'd be a good one. Well, you know what? I think we need to pick up where we left off, because it's something very important. Because, you know, we get a lot of guys that listen to this show that are building cars and talk about paint. Because paint's a very big thing now. And somebody actually made a post, and this is what got me started on it, is how much do you think a good paint job, a quality paint job, costs nowadays?
Are we talking about a color change?
Yeah, we'll go with a color change.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different variables in there.
Nobody work. Just a good paint job. You got a car that's ready to strip, or not strip, but a car that's ready to sand and paint.
15 to 25.
100?
I'd say
no.
Grand.
I'd say.
Because we were getting prices. I got everywhere between, I was reading everywhere between 1,000 and 30,000.
Well, that's what I was meaning. I mean, you know, there's a lot of variables in that, just that one question.
Do you want some flip-flop in that?
Well, I mean, it's not, it's basically.
Some bowling ball?
Just a really good paint job. I mean, I know guys that.
Whatever happened to flip flop?
I used to love flip flop.
It flipped and flopped on back yonder.
I love flip flop.
I do too.
I liked it. Well, Candy's taking over that.
I love candy paint too.
Yeah. Candy's taking over that. But I mean, the variables, man. I mean, you know, just the person alone is going to be a big factor in your price.
And then materials.
Yeah,
this stuff is expensive.
Very.
Uberly. I mean, crazy expensive.
Well, just take RR Ruby Red by Ford, just as a factory color. A quart, that ain't counting your hardener, reducer, anything, $480 a quart.
quart.
A quart.
And you know what a quart paints?
About a fender or two.
a fender in the hood.
Yeah.
Maybe. And not killing it with it.
Yeah, it just depends on what size car.
To do like a truck or a car, you're just in material, you're going to have close to $4,000. And then you got to add, you know, all your other stuff. I mean, that's
how about we just want to paint it white?
White.
White.
White, you're looking at a couple $1,000.
Well, and it also depends if you got to throw body work in there.
Yeah.
Doing door jams.
Is it just going to be regular white? Is it going to be pearl white?
You gonna put some flip flop in that?
It's gonna be pearl white with a blue ghost metallic flake. That's what it's gonna be.
A blue ghost metallic flake.
Oh, it's so sexy. God, it's so sexy.
Man, that's so 90s though, dude. Like
exactly.
I see that.
I see that.
I see that on like an IROC Z. Like I'm getting the Saved by the Bell theme music playing in my head when you say that.
How about a Mitsubishi?
Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. All right, let me beat some sense in this guy while we take a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy Couple, Mini Trucking and Matrimony, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
You hear that? The evil starting to break up in her voice.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I can't help it. It's coming out.
Well, the
Smitty
nice.
Brings it out of me. He's been testing me lately.
She almost choked on nice. That's how bad it is.
She's choking on nice.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to go over here before I don't want to see. I really don't want to see a grown man get beat up. All right. So we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on to the listeners in Bone Gap, Illinois?
That's a good one. I've never heard of that one.
I haven't either. I thought it was kind of fitting for, you know, what we started out talking about.
Yeah, and now we're talking about paint.
No, I'm going to look up some paint cities.
We have some body gaps.
Body gap. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
So, we're talking about paint, and, you know, and we're talking about the expensive paint. But now, you know, we have options. You can Plasti Dip your car.
Plasti Dip it.
Oh my God, I hate Plasti Dip with
that
a passion.
About 40
Plasti
bucks.
Dip should never be made.
Plasti Dip should stay for plier handles.
Right.
That's what it should be used for. You don't need to put Plasti Dip on your car. And people are still doing it. I saw, as a matter of fact, just this past weekend, we were at the Bat the Basics, had a ball in Anderson Motor Speedway, and there's still kids around. Like, you still do this?
Man, I seen a mini truck on Facebook yesterday and today. And, thing is pretty, man. I can't remember if it's an S10 or a Ranger, but it's a flat dark burgundy red and gold wheels, and she is sharp, dude. And somebody asked him, man, that flat color's pretty nice, dude, you know, what paint is it? Oh, it's just such and such dip your car Plasti Dip.
Really?
I mean, it's beautiful in pictures.
I don't know, man. I just can't get down with
it.
That kind of weirds me out, the Plasti Dip thing. You ever thought about Plasti Dipping the Murata?
No. I did try to Plasti Dip the taillights on my Saturn Sky Redline, and it didn't go well. I'm not cut out for Plasti Dip.
You're not? I'm just not that guy.
Well, they just made the translucent stuff, and I wanted to tint my taillights, and I figured, well, I can spray a can. Turns out that was not the truth.
How do you feel about Plasti Dip, Kobe?
I'm not a fan of it. I just think it looks very cheesy and
Yeah, I mean, nothing to me. Nothing says broke like Plasti Dip.
Yeah, that's so true.
What kills me is people think, "Oh man, this Plasti Dip, it peels right off."
No,
it don't.
It does. If you put about 6 coats of wax on it and make sure it's completely clean and, you know, everything before you put it on. But, I mean, one little rough spot, and that stuff stuck for a long time. Or at least until you get the WD-40 out.
And
then you're just going to be high.
And like, how do you wash? How do you wash a plastic dip car? Like, if you scrub hard, is the paint gonna come off?
If you stick a cigarette lighter to it, will it melt?
It will melt, but paint will too.
But I think if you get the any kind of, if there's a void and water gets behind it, I mean, it would have to lift. I would.
You would think.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've never done it.
We need to get a plastic dip pro in here.
Hey. We can always run down to the local Pit Boys and spend $15 and spray something and figure it out.
We could plastic dip Patrick's FJ Cruiser.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That would be fun.
I literally was about to say that. That's what we need to do.
Yeah,
he's not even looking at us.
We can make it manly.
Yeah, we could paint it like a man color, not like that beige it is now. His FJ Cruiser is the same color of the walls in my doctor's office. That's what.
Oh my gosh, it really is.
Yeah, it's hospital beige.
Yeah, it's not even like cool safari beige.
No. It's straight up like smells like rubbing alcohol beige.
Yeah. Like get out the latex gloves.
Like, you know, like you, I want to walk up to the window and the receptionist be there beige. You know. Like, yeah, Medicare accepted beige. That's what it is. But.
We could do a camo.
We could do a camo.
That would fit his personality.
Kind of rustic. Yeah, that would fit. That would fit his rough, tough demeanor he's got going on right now. Look at him.
Thanks.
He's like Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
He's just zoned out.
He is. He must be watching one of them, what you call it?
Anime thingy?
Yeah, that one of those.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
One of them. Whatever those kids are
Spirited
watching now.
Away.
All right, you know too many of these titles.
Exactly. It sounds like you're kind of got a little nerd in you, too.
Hey, I am a jack of all trades.
No comment. So plastic dip's out, but there's a lot of people that did that. That was a really hot thing. A lot of people were plastic dipping wheels, they're plastic dipping everything.
It took off quick.
It did, because I think it was so cheap. But now, wraps are getting popular. And they're getting cheaper compared to paint. They are cheaper.
They ain't got no choice.
But I mean, you see what I'm getting at. So now you've got people going with wraps now, you know, and that's something. You know, at first I was extremely leery, like the commercial side of it. I understand it, you know, lettered up or whatever. I got you. But like, you know, far as on the custom car end of it, until the first year at SEMA, and you started seeing more and more. You seen a few cars that were custom wrapped, and now help. One in every three are custom wrap cars now. That's the new thing.
If somebody knows what they're doing, it can be beautiful and perfect. But if, like, I was watching an Instagram post the other day, and it was some girl that was doing her own car, and she was pretending to be a professional. She wasn't, obviously, because if you watch it within 2 seconds, you could tell it. And then you had all these people asking her how to do it in the comments, and she's like, oh, this is what you do. This is what you do. And you know we have friends that do wraps.
We got friends that do wraps.
I wanted to get on the mirror like, girl, just stop. Because all these people are going to buy this stuff to do it themselves.
Girl, all you got to do is...
Yeah.
I'd like to try it just to see if I couldn't mess around and get it right.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming, like, you know, like if you're wrapping a flat panel, I'd say it'd be a lot easier like than wrapping a beach ball or something like that. So, and I mean, there's a lot of skill in that. And like, I've tried it, you know, and like, you know, I've helped people do it before. And, you know, there's things... I learned really early in life, there's some things that you're cut out that you can do, and there's some things that's just not your wheelhouse. It's better for you to hire someone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their thing. I leave that to the professionals.
Yeah,
on that end.
I agree.
And it does, like you were saying, it takes a professional to make one look good.
A professional sticker.
Yeah, but like, I mean, to me, if I walk up on a car that's wrapped, I don't look at the flat surfaces, or like you say, you look at the trim lines and where it goes into the door gaps and all that stuff. The ones that just go to the edge and they cut it, and then you can see the cut, that is horrible.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. Now, how do you feel about wraps? Richard just gave me that face like he needed some Atlanta.
Mixed feelings. I think it's cool, and definitely it's cheaper than paint, but not super cheap. But my issue with it is like the door jams and under the hood.
Well, now they're wrapping door jams. Yeah. That's the thing. Like they go all the way with this.
If you can do that, like, and it not appear to be a wrap, then I think it's a great alternative.
If you can wrap it and not make it look like a wrap,
well, you know what I mean. Like make it uniform.
Well, I mean they do some wild stuff with these things now.
But a lot of these wraps only last 3 to 5 years.
Not
too. I mean, well, and they don't have that, a long lifespan.
And that is the thing. And now they have things that can lengthen the life of your wrap. And obviously, if the car stays inside in a garage or something like that, it's going to last longer than the 3 to 5 year window. And they're putting ceramic coatings on top of wraps
That's
now.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah,
they are.
So, I mean, there's a lot of neat things you're doing with wraps. And another thing is, there's things you can do with wraps that you can't do with paint.
Exactly.
Oh, for sure.
Or that you can't do with paint easily.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know, they're doing, you know, flakes, and they're doing all these custom graphics and stuff like that. That, you know, these guys aren't out there anymore like that. Or if they are, they're extremely expensive, and you know what I'm saying.
That's what makes it so appealing. I can tell you right now, if I was a teenager and talking my dad into painting my car or something like that, I'd go for a wrap.
Would you be like, Daddy, I need a wrap?
Our boy's over there.
Diddy.
I don't know if I can say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Our boys over there at Moody Blues, they done that Lambo. Did you see that on Facebook?
Actually, I heard about it.
Color. Oh, that's gorgeous. Gorgeous. But they, them and, what is it? We'll talk about it on break. Cause,
yeah, Patrick's having a seizure over there. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.